Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Sorriero, and I have the great pleasure and the honor to have over the phone today a fantastic, fantastic singer. Her name is Luna Aura, and she had just released this fantastic EP, which will be released actually on September 30th. And we have today Luna Aura. Luna, how are you, my dear?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well. Very nice to have you over the phone. So, Luna, you released that fantastic single and video called Madhouse that I had the great pleasure to listen and to watch. It's absolutely wonderful. Congratulations. So, for the few people who don't know you, would you mind starting by telling us who you are, where you're from, and what brought you to music?
Well, my name is Luna Aura. I am a 22-year-old singer from Phoenix, Arizona. I started getting into music when I was about 3, and I started singing, dancing.
You started very late, right?
I started way too late, yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. I, you know, my parents were never really musically inclined or anything. I just kind of had a natural love for music and singing. And as I got older, I kind of taught myself guitar, piano. I started songwriting around like 10, 11, and then going out and performing around 14, 15. And then I started producing when I was about 18. And that's where a lot of the stuff that you hear now comes from is from me producing and co-producing and writing.
Wow.
So now here I am.
Wow. You mean you are the genius who has written all those great songs that are on your EP?
Yes, I write and co-produce everything that I do.
Wow, you can be very, very proud of yourself. How would you describe your music?
Thank you.
Because it's a style that it has kind of a pop, but also electro touch. How would you describe, and plus your singing is absolutely fantastic. So how would you describe your music style?
I always joke about my genre choice because it's always so hard to explain what it is that I do, but I call it cosmic pop. It's a little left of center.
Oh, wow, exactly.
So it's
that's very well put together, cosmic pop. It is true, and actually that leads to something else I wanted to tell you is that when I looked you up, we can tell right away that you are not just a singer, just a producer, but you have kind of your own universe, you know, around your music. And it starts from the artwork, the photos that you that you are doing to illustrate also your music. Is that something that is very important for you to be also creative in the visual art?
Yes, when it comes to writing and performing, I have such a blast, but I think where I am my most creative is in my visual arts. And when we get to that step, that's when I feel like I'm pushing myself the most, because I don't just want to be a singer or a songwriter. I want everything that I do to be its own entity. So with Luna Aura, I created that person. And with that, I wanted to attach this whole another world. And so when it comes to the visuals, it's all very cohesive and exactly how I'd want it to be.
Wow, that's really, really impressive. And I want to tell you, my dear, that as a woman, you're visual art yourself. You know, you're very, very extremely beautiful lady.
I've
so
never
really,
heard that one before at all.
No, really, God bless you. God bless you. So also the great news about yourself, not just that great EP that you're going to release anytime soon, is also you're going to be touring this fall. So are you excited, first of all?
I'm really excited. I went on a tour last year. It was just kind of a mini tour. We did high schools and colleges, and so this will be the first time that I'm actually hitting venues and like really doing this I guess the kid tour, so to speak. So I'm really excited, and I'm going to a lot of places that I haven't been before. So a lot of my fans that haven't gotten a chance to see me, they're definitely gonna get to see me this time around.
Wow, because you're gonna be touring in Seattle, in Portland, in Salt Lake City, in Denver, El Paso, Albuquerque, Phoenix, San Diego, Los Angeles at the Bootleg, is a great venue. In Phoenix at the Pride Rainbow Festival, in Roosevelt, Arizona, in Tucson, Arizona. So I'm pretty sure all your Arizonian friends will definitely be there. And yeah, I can't wait, you know, telling the truth, I can't wait to see more and more music videos of your work, because as you mentioned, you have all this great impact on visual arts, and I can't wait to see just more music video, and I'm pretty sure your shows will be also very visuals, right?
Yes, absolutely. We are working on everything right now. It's going to be a whole new setup. We're going to have the dancers, the live instrumentalists, all the visuals. So it's definitely going to be a trip. I'm really excited.
Yeah, well, we are very, very excited too. Are you coming anytime to perform to New York?
I want to so badly. I did the East Coast on that last tour that I did, and I absolutely love it. I was in Boston for a hot second, going to Berklee College of Music.
Oh, wow.
And I fell in love with the East Coast. I think my personality is more on par with that side of the country.
Exactly.
I'm a little more blunt, a little more straightforward. I live in LA now.
It's
very different here.
Well, you know, let me tell you, your music will be loved all over the world. Definitely. And also, I want to say that your EP was also produced by Evan Gardner and mixed by Justin Hergett, who has worked with Beyonce, Lady Gaga, and Jessie J. So, you know, it's quite, you have quite a great, great sound, and you are definitely surrounded. We say hello to our friend Brittany at the Syndicate as well. So, so my dear Luna, is there anything that I haven't mentioned that you would like to say to our great audience?
So for this single, it's just kind of the first touch of the entire EP, which I think embodies exactly the message that I want to send as not only an artist, but as, you know, a woman and a human being. This entire EP is about just being yourself and being brave enough to be yourself and to not fall in line with the status quo or what the world tells you you're supposed to be. So I think if there's anything to be said about that, it's you'll see it in everything that I do. I'm always unapologetically myself, and I live as an example for others. And I'm really, really excited about this project, and I cannot wait for it to come out.
Well, we are very, very excited as well. And let me tell you, we're going to play Madhouse. And Madhouse is the name of the song. Yeah?
Absolutely, yeah.
Don't worry. It's not going to be a Madhouse.
It's a single Madhouse. Yeah.
Because I see our neighbors.
Thank
you, know,
you
gonna,
so much.
They're going to listen to the interview. They're going to call the police. I'm going, no, it's the name of the song. It's going to be a Madhouse here. So, no, don't worry.
It's
we're going to say Madhouse. But also those great songs like Next One, Body, Stronger, and Boys Don't Cry. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do they cry or they don't cry? What do you think?
Well, in the song, it's about a boy who's crying about me not giving him attention. So.
Yeah, well, definitely. If you don't give attention to a man, I'm sure he will be crying, you know. Well, at least I won't be crying for a few days because you gave me a few minutes out of your busy schedule. So at least I will be happy for the next few days. So, my dear Luna.
I'm so thankful to do it. Thank you very much
for
having me.
My dear Luna, it's really a pleasure. And you know, when we have such creative and wonderful artists such as yours, and I always say behind each artist, there is always an intelligence, because everybody can do fun, cool music. But what really and out there is the intelligence that is behind the artist, which we can hear in the music and even in electro music, believe it or not, you know. So really there is a very strong intelligence behind your all your artistic qualities. So really congratulations to you, and also I would say great people meet together. That's why you're also working with our friend Brittany at the Syndicate. Also all the critics, they love you. You know, the LA Music blog, MySpace, they all wrote really Entertainer magazine, they all wrote great stuff. So teen.com also. So that's we're very, very happy for you. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, we had a fantastic singer and writer and producer, Luna Aura, who just released her fantastic EP. You can pre-order it on iTunes. You can purchase the single. You can do everything, okay? But most importantly, you will purchase the EP, because then she will see how much people love her. And she will release more and more albums, because we want to see more of that. My dear Luna, thank you so much. Once again, it was David Cerriero from The Culture News, and I had the pleasure to have on the phone the wonderful Luna Aura.
Thank you. It was a pleasure speaking to you. I appreciate it.